Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Lobsher here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today. In today's show, we're going to look at how you can scale your marketing leveraging systems. My guest in this episode is Amber Villhauer. Amber is an online digital marketing expert who supports authors, speakers, and coaches to establish a powerful integrated online presence that gets results and empowers them to make a difference in their industry. Since starting her company, NGNG Enterprises, she has spent her career impacting her community and building strong strategic alliances within industry leaders and game changers across the web. Amber has supported thousands of entrepreneurs on six continents to get results, and she is the launch manager behind several number one best-selling books, including those for Mark Victor Hansen, Brendan Burchard, Lisa Nichols, and Les Brown. If you're interested in joining our investors group, you could go to cashflowninja.com/investors group and fill out an application form and or email me at info@cashflowninja.com to start the discussion to see if you're a good fit for our group. And if you're in the Philadelphia, Bucks County, and Southern New Jersey area, we are hosting a live investors meetup event every month in Newtown, Pennsylvania. For more information on the monthly event and information on how to join us at our next live event, you could go to cashflowninja.com/events. MC Lobsher, the host of the Cashflow Ninja podcast and also the president and chief wealth and investment strategist of Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate cashflow banking, also known as infinite banking, with their business and investments. If you're interested in learning more about how we create strategies that integrate cashflow banking and investments to turbocharge them, you can access a video series at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com. Amber, welcome back to the show.
I'm so happy to be here. And for those of you listening, you should know MC is like one of my favorite people and he just makes me so happy. So I'm naturally like this excitable person, but now I'm like really excited to be here. So
yeah, I've been looking forward to this for a while. So thank you so much for spending some time with us. Amber, I figured a great place to start would be if you just want to share a little bit of who you are, what you do, and a little bit of your background with my listeners. For new listeners, Amber has been on the show. If you go back to cashflowninja.com and you type in Amber Villhauer, you'll find her right there. But for new listeners, if you don't mind just giving a little bit of a background on you.
So I started my company back in 2007. It's called NGNG Enterprises, which stands for No Guts, No Glory. And it's a phrase that my mom used to say to me all the time growing up. And I just thought, what better phrase to remember every day as I venture out and share my message with the world. And so we started by offering website development, MC. And today we still are a WordPress website agency, so we can do your branding, we can set up the pages. What makes me a little bit different is I really like digging into the strategy behind the website. Not just making something that looks nice, but something that's actually designed to be the hub and heart of your online business, right? So it deserves attention, it deserves strategy. We have to think through, how is a user going to navigate through that website and what do we want them to do at each stage? So I have been kind of this junkie for learning and I'm very strategic and very innovative and creative. And so I'm always thinking about like, what's your angle? Like, how do we make you stand out in the marketplace? How do we use your website as a tool to attract in more of the right people that you want to work with? Because it's not about wanting everybody on your website, right? It's more of the right people coming in and how can we help guide them through a buying decision to protect your time and to increase your conversion in a really heart-centered, authentic way, right? So the agency has been alive for more than a decade now. We're getting great results, but I know so much about online marketing. I know I've done a little bit of everything and I'm somebody who I do it myself first. I test it, I make sure that I can get predictable results with it, and then that's when I would talk about it to a client or offer it as a service. So I can do anything from book launches to membership sites to funnels and more, and I freaking love it. I love what I do and the people that I get to work with every day. So that's at least a little bit to get us started.
Absolutely. And of course, a good case study is cashflowninja.com. So right there.
There you go.
Yeah. So that was a phenomenal experience working with Amber and her team. Amber, now, one of the things that I've seen is a lot of our listeners are business owners, they're entrepreneurs, they're investors and so forth. So they've got a lot going on. So when it comes to marketing, and you and I have discussed, you know, the three big major components of any business is marketing, the sales process, and then the operations of it. Mm-hmm. But you've got to make sure that you have people coming through the door. So finding time to create content and so forth is a challenge for folks. What are some of the ways that they can leverage a system or systematically leverage the resources around them as well to make things easier for them to have a predictable stream of prospects and or clients?
Yeah, that's a great question. And one I'm qualified to answer because I don't like wasting my time. And I really have a lot going on. Like I have a lot going on and yet I'm only working about 30 to 35 hours a week. And people look at me and they think I must be working 80 to 100 hour weeks. And I'm not. It's just that I've gotten really efficient and I have systems to make things easier. So a couple of things come to mind in response to your question, MC. Number one, I got really good at batch recording. So that's the first thing. It was about 3 or 4 years ago that I was all over the place with my marketing. And I'm sure your listeners can totally relate. It's like, I'd sit down and I think, oh, I've got to do that blog post. And so I'd sit there and once I got into the flow of it, it became fun, but then I had to like publish it and optimize it and all the stuff. And it was just a drain. It was frustrating. And then I'd go over to social media and I'd try to think of something creative to say. And then I'd go over to my email marketing and I'd send out an email to my list. And it just felt like I was all over the place. And I thought, there has to be a better way. And I knew that video was only going to be on the rise. Again, this was like 3-4 years ago. So before the big video boom, it was just kind of getting started. And I thought, what if I were to recreate a simple tip video? And then like the 7 deadliest mistakes you're making on your website is an example, you know, some less than 5-minute video, let's say. And then give that to my team and create a system around it to repurpose that video to get my blog post done, send that blog post out as my weekly email, and then tell them, you know, here's what I want to see on my social media, go do it. So I sat down on a Saturday. And it was so fun. I'm such a geek. So I sat down on a Saturday and in 3 hours, I created over 20 of these tip videos. I'm telling you, like I'd record a video like this. I'd hit and record. I'd put my hair in a ponytail, record and record. I'd run in, change my shirt, come back, record and record, put my hair. And it was this hilarious thing. It became a game and I'm thinking, how many could I get done in 3 hours? Well, 20. And then I handed that off to my team and I said, just go, like watch the video, summarize in blog post, do my social, send out the email to my list. And then I didn't have to think about my baseline marketing for the next 20 weeks. It was like heavenly, MC. And so my brain is always operating that way. If I have to do something more than twice, I think, what's the faster way to do this? And usually it involves batch recording and it usually involves video. So I'll give you a couple of other quick examples. Like if a client emails me and it's this big old long email full of like questions that they're kind of higher level strategic questions, I'll record a video. I'm not going to sit there and type out a response for the next hour. And so I'll record a video, reply, answer all of their questions. And you know what? People dig it. They love video, right? Because number one, it's easier for them to process what you're saying on a video as opposed to reading it, where they can get distracted, they're overwhelmed, they're scanning it, they're not retaining the information. And the thing that I love the most about video is that it's the most effective way to build a human connection in a digital world. So it allows me in a client sense to build that relationship, deepen it, even though I'm not actually there, it feels like I'm right there in their office as they're watching it. And in a marketing sense, it's beautiful because it allows the right people that are a match for you, your core values, your personality, they make a connection. And if there's a mismatch, they don't like how smiley and energetic I am, then they'll just mosey on. But the right people are like, wow, she gets me. I love her. And that has made a profound impact on my sales, right? So video, batching, repurposing, systems, that's how you do it as a busy entrepreneur.
Yeah, you make a lot of great points. And one of the things that I picked up too was not just getting a lot of people through the door, literally, and contacting your business, but the right people. And you've mentioned video is a phenomenal way to do it. And then, of course, this has been a game changer for me too, the batching of certain things, creating that content, and then leveraging a system to do that, because it allows you to then focus when you need to and to be on and just be more efficient. So I appreciate you sharing that because I think a lot of folks can benefit from that. What are some of the other things that you've seen, mistakes that people make in their marketing, in their branding specific there in today's environment? Because it used to be, and correct me if I'm wrong, but even like a couple of years back when I started, like there was room for error, right? But now the corporations are coming in. You're talking about the podcast space. I mean, Spotify is coming in and just buying up companies and so forth. So there's not that wiggle room much for error. So you have to make adjustments and pivot really, really quickly and know, number one, that you're making these mistakes, right?
Yeah, honestly, it's a really hectic time to be an entrepreneur, especially in the online world. And you're right that, you know, these corporations, like, they're not getting the results that they used to with their advertising, right? TV, radio, print advertising is not working the way that it used to. So they're spending their millions and millions of advertising dollars to pump content online 24/7, effectively dominating search engines and social media. And then you add to that that more and more of the population is coming online to start a business because it's, quote, easier. it's the same amount of work for sure. You still have to hustle and grind if you want to be a business owner. But it's very competitive out there. And so these online business owners who have great messages to share with the world, they really want to help other people. They're not getting their message out and it's not being heard. And I have a lot of people knocking on my door frantic. They're losing money with Facebook advertising because that platform is unstable. It's a house of cards. It's effective for some people. For most people, it's highly ineffective and people are losing a lot of money in that platform. And it's a really scary time. I would say that the biggest mistake that I see business owners making right now is they're just not consistent. They're not taking action. You know, most business owners say, well, when I get around to it, I'll do video. Once I lose 50 pounds, I'll do video. And it's like, you name the topic and there's some reason why they're not taking action. Whether they're just, I've got to wait to get my photos done. I got to wait to do my copywriting or I'm stuck in this. I think it really comes down to discipline. That's all it is.
Yeah.
The online world does not need you to be perfect. Perfection does not exist. So stop waiting. Like, stop it, right?
Right.
It's most important that you get yourself out there. Now, take action, even if it's imperfect action. It's not going to be the end of the world. It's the consistency of taking action that really matters. In fact, I'll pull a topic circling back to video. A lot of people are afraid to do video for a variety of reasons. It's really just them getting in their own way oftentimes. And I don't say that to belittle the situation. I get in my own way constantly, right? That's why I named the company No Guts, No Glory. But when it comes to taking imperfect action, I bring up video because it's been shown in studies that videos that are a little bit more casual or informal in nature, they're more conversational. It's just you and you're walking down the road or you're sitting at your computer like this with a webcam. You're not scripted. You're not perfect. You're just talking like a real human being into the camera as if you're talking to another human being. That's it. That's the whole secret to successful video. Those videos are outperforming videos that have been scripted by a professional videographer and are edited and whiz bang stuff flying all over the place, right? It's
right.
Not that those videos are not effective, but the more casual ones are. And my feeling is it's because people crave human connection, especially with social media coming up. You know, we are more connected in one sense, but everybody's talking about how great their life is all the time and not talking about the real stuff that's happening day to day. So we feel more isolated and alone on our island. And so it's contributing to this feeling of like a lack of real, genuine connection. So if you can just take imperfect action and be a real, genuine human being on a video camera, consistently sharing value, whatever it is, whatever your wisdom is, and you don't have to be the world's best topic or the world's best in your industry, because you're still going to know more than the people you're attracting in. They're still going to look up to you like you are a freaking genius, right? So you just have to get yourself out there. You just have to share. You just have to be you. Do video and keep going. That's really my advice about how to overcome the biggest mistake or challenge.
Authenticity and being relatable. You know, like you said, not everything is rainbows and unicorns and roses and perfect. And, you know, what is it? The hashtag filtered life, right? The filtered life online, basically.
I like that.
But that's kind of the way that you lose that connection. I mean, you and I just had a discussion. I just moved a house and offices. You moved. We both have children.
Oh,
we
man, share that. Crazy.
And immediately there's a connection because you're like, oh, I completely get it. I just moved with children as well, right?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, look how great it is. It's so phenomenal. Everyone that's ever done that knows that it's challenging. But immediately there, you have that connection with listeners and viewers and folks that find you relatable. The other thing that I wanted to touch on too is I've seen that a lot of people is drawn to live streaming because of that unscripted factor to tie into what you just said. I wanted to hear your thoughts on that because that is completely, I mean, I have seen some channels too, and I have folks that I follow, they live stream and it's not scripted. It's not perfect. Yeah. There's no filters. There's as ours, but they're very relatable and I enjoy them because I almost feel like, you know, I'm hanging out with them and listening to what they have to say and then obviously learning from them.
I think live streaming is the path to least resistance. I mean, I feel like if you try to be perfect and scripted and polished and, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to attract in a mixed audience, people who are a fit and people who aren't a fit because they are making only this connection with this perfect you. And when they actually get to work with the imperfect you, there's a disconnect, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like the more raw and real you are, like just own who you are. Now, it's not to say you can't really try to develop yourself and be the best version of yourself. Like if you want to improve something, improve just your raw natural self. That's fine. But you just have to be you because then let the people make the decision right then and there. If they jive with you, if they feel like they can do good things with you or not. And you know what? It's okay that not everybody is a fit to work with me. And I would rather them figure that out before ever connecting with me than we get on the phone, we end up making a deal, we get into the project, and then there's some conflict, and then everybody's lives are, you know, in flux over it. Like, the more real you are, the more you attract people that are on your wavelength, just like you. And I can tell you in total honesty, MC, that as soon as I adopted this idea into my business, it was a game changer. I don't need a 50,000 person email list. I could have a very successful business with a 1,000 person email list. Truly. You yep. really can, right?
Yep.
And
absolutely.
As long as it's 1,000 of the right people, and then it becomes joyful. It's joyful to hook up on Zoom with somebody. It's joyful to show them a preview of their website because they're going to love it. And I know that because I know who they are intimately because they're a lot like me. Right. And so there's just this beautiful flow that happens in your business when you start just attracting in the right people. And that happens when you are raw and real you.
One of the things that you touched on is the system. So now you create this content. And I love the example that you just gave. So you recorded 20 videos in 3 hours. Let's just say and an hour and a half, you do 10. That's 2.5 months, basically, of content right there per week. Yep. So you've done, it's an hour and a half of your time, you have it. It could be a podcast that's then done in video format and live stream, all on republished on all of the podcast platforms, on all of the video platforms.
Yeah.
And then it's transcribed and repositioned on all the blogs and so forth and email lists. So there's a lot of repositioning that can be done. Can you speak to the importance of having that system and then having folks that's trained on that to be able to do that, to allow the entrepreneur, the investor, the business owner to just focus that hour and a half, create that, and the rest is feeded into a very oiled machine that then takes care of all of the marketing efforts?
Sure. I mean, if you want to get out of the weeds in your business, you got to learn how to create systems in your business. And that happens in marketing, sales, and operations, right? And so it's a little bit of a mindset shift to start thinking about systems. But just to make it really clear for those of you who know nothing about this, let's say that I find myself, somebody contacts me on my website web form, they send me an email, I have this general reply that I usually give out, and then if I haven't heard back in a couple of days, then I might send a follow-up, and then if that, you know, if they schedule a call, then this next thing happens. That's a sequence of events, right? All I have to do is open up a Word document, a Google Drive folder, whatever it is, and document the step-by-step. Step one, prospect fills out this form on this page. Step two, this is the email reply. Literally step-by-step document the process I just described, and guess what? You have a system. It's that simple. But the value of documenting this system is that now I can hire a virtual assistant or somebody and say, hi, I no longer want to do this process myself because it's a total waste of my time. So I've documented everything that needs to happen in this 10-step sequence of getting back to people. Here it is. Now go. Let me know if you have any questions. And literally, the more specific and detailed you are in this document, in the system, the more anybody can handle it for you. And that frees you up, not just time-wise, but in your mind, right? As a business owner, your mind is so important, right? This is where you get your ideas and your creativity, right? So if you're bogged down in the details and the weeds of your business, you're not living anywhere near your potential. So start offloading that, those step-by-step procedures, turn it into a system and delegate it to somebody else. And how this relates to marketing and circling back to my 20 videos, when I got that idea to do the videos and have my team do the rest, I thought, wait a minute, I'm kind of on to something here. And so I ended up documenting dozens of details, dozens of steps in this repurposing my video to do all the other things. And I turned it into a product, more or less, called Leverage to Scale. So that any business owner, instead of going through the brain damage of developing this on their own, right? Because it took me arguably 11 years to be able to get to the point where I could document all of that, right? And understand the little nitty gritty, tiny little details that actually make the difference that get you exposure on YouTube, right? Yep. It took a lot of time for me to figure out those things. So I documented everything so that literally here's a system of procedures, step-by-step, screenshots, videos, all the stuff that literally can implant in your business today. And anybody on your team can just plug in and start going through the step-by-step procedures to get all of that marketing done for you. And the nice thing about having a system is this. If your assistant, Mary, has been going through this process for 3 months, doing your marketing for you, and she emails you to say, MC, I'm very sorry, but I've decided to go back to school full-time. I'm putting in my notice. You don't have to have that, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, screwed. I'm in trouble. What am I going to do? My whole business is going to fall apart. I guess I have to figure it out and step in. No. If you have a documented system, Mary goes away, you know, Ben comes in, Ben now follows the system of procedures and your business continues like nothing happened. So it's really a safeguard for you And it gives you control back so that you're not having to hire out an agency who's paying you, you know, you're charging $3,000 a month and you don't really know what it is that they're doing for you, or you spend 20 grand going through like a 15-week course trying to learn what needs to happen. I mean, the options out there are not good. So I'm an advocate for giving control back to the business owner, saying, let's just take a beat, put a system in your business to give you control back, let somebody else do this for you on your team, and move forward to the more important things that only you can do, like create, you know, ideas, relationships, and that sort of thing.
You're listening to The Cashflow Ninja, the show helping people all over the world create monthly cash flow and achieve freedom today, not in 10, 20, 30, and or 40 years. This is the show where cash is not king, but cash flow is king. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. My friend Dave Zook says, you can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. Dave and his team at The Real Asset Investor have syndicated many successful real estate and ATM projects over the last decade. Now his team has an exclusive opportunity for investors in the coal space. Do you want to be part of an energy project that takes conventional coal and cleans it up by extracting liquids while releasing almost zero emissions? The sale of these liquids can produce strong double-digit cash flow and aggressive tax benefits against ordinary income, all while using America's number one most plentiful resource in a responsible, efficient manner. Now that's non-conventional. For more information on this exclusive opportunity, you can visit therealassetinvestor.com or contact the Real Asset Investor team at info@therealassetinvestor.com.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com. That's noradarealestate.com.
You're listening to The Cashflow Ninja, the show helping people all over the world create monthly cash flow and achieve freedom today, not in 10, 20, 30, and or 40 years. This is the show where cash is not king, but cash flow is king. Now let's return to our interview. Absolutely. I mean, we all know the power of systems. We all know that there's a feedback mechanism. There's a feedback loop on a system. So you know if you do certain things and you get certain results, it becomes predictable. Marketing is no different than other systems in your business. And if done right, and if you have a system as Amber's talking about, you should get predictable results and get a certain amount of the people that you want to do business with. And the reason why you went into business, otherwise became an investor, otherwise you would just be working for someone else.
Exactly.
To put in place. Can you speak to the importance of being diversified on different platforms? Because I think a lot has changed. It continues to change. There's more different platforms coming, but you've pointed to Facebook, and not to bang on Facebook, but it has become a very unpredictable platform. And there were businesses solely built just on Facebook. And they had a massive page. And what happens? Facebook changes their algorithms. Changes how people can see it. All of a sudden, now you have to boost posts and you have to pay to get your messages in front of the people that follow you. So can you speak a little bit to what's going on there and the importance of diversification and repurposing content on different platforms?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for all of us, we are at the mercy of these giant companies, right? I mean, and it's going to be like that forever, right? Google has changed its algorithm who knows how many times since I got started. And Facebook is no different. Instagram, LinkedIn, they're all operating that way. And in some ways, it's a good thing. But in other ways, it's a really horrible thing. So all you can really do is just adapt, right? And as humans, we are very good at adapting, but it requires a tremendous amount of patience, of course. So, you know, my whole feeling is that if I can create a post and then repurpose that for all of the different networks, I have the best chance at getting exposure, right? So while Facebook might be withholding my post for most people that day, LinkedIn might have tweaked its algorithm to push it forward, or vice versa, right? And so I think that instead of getting too stressed out about algorithms and that sort of thing, just like all I do, MC, is I just rest on the fact that if I am consistent and I keep putting content on all of the major platforms, it's gonna work. And by the way, this doesn't mean that this is the only thing I do to market my business. That would be silly, right?
Right, absolutely.
That would be like an investor investing in one thing. It's, you just wouldn't do it, right? So
right.
I'm still doing Facebook Lives. I'm going out there and speaking on stages. I'm doing podcast interviews. But those are the things that are higher level that really only Amber can do. But the point is putting a system or a process in place for the lower level items that anybody could be doing for you and saving your time, right? So by doing the video and repurposing that for all of the major platforms, then you know that you're getting the exposure regardless of what happens with the algorithms. And by the way, the last thing that I'll say to touch on this, when you publish free content online, that makes those bigger companies more valuable, right? That is yep. how they get their value, right?
Right.
So the more you publish blog posts, the more Google's valuable. The more you publish videos, the more YouTube is valuable. So you can pretty much rest assured that if you keep consistently adding value to them, they're going to say, well, hey, thanks, MC. I guess we could kick him a bone because he is making us more valuable. And it seems like if we reward him with more exposure and traffic, maybe he'll be even more motivated to keep making us more valuable by publishing even more content, right?
Right.
So that's what I love about content marketing is unlike Facebook advertising that's like really unpredictable right now, you can pretty much take content marketing to the bank. You just have to be consistent about it. That's it.
That's such a great point because, like you said, it's a place where people share content, and the more traffic that you drive to their platform, the more you will be rewarded. And again, if you're driving traffic away from them, like posting a YouTube video on a Facebook or something like that, you know, the same logic kind of applies. So posting it directly to that platform will definitely help. What are some of the other opportunities? We talked about video creation being a big one. We talked about live stream. We talked about different systems and repurposing. What are some of the other things that you're keeping a close eye on in the digital marketing world?
Honestly, I'm kind of all in on the content marketing right now, MC, because what I'm seeing is that even webinars are pretty risky right now. Paid advertising is pretty risky. In some markets, podcasting is risky. Like, there's a lot in flux right now. I cannot stress this enough that, like, we are in the middle of an online marketing crisis. That is as simple as it gets. And so for me, I'm somebody that looks, because I have a really unique vantage point, MC, because not only do I have clients all day long coming to me in different industries across the internet, I can see what's going on in their industries, but then I'm also very plugged into influencers. These guys are my friends, right? So they're calling me saying, Amber, oh my gosh, this just happened to me. What do you think I should do? Or whatever it is, right? And so, you know, and I've also, I'm all over the place. In the online world, there are these different groupings, right? So there might be like the John Lee Dumas crowd, or then there might be like the Mike Michalowicz crowd, or then the Amy Porterfield crowd, right? And so I've always been plugged into all of these different groups so I can see what they're all talking about. Anyway, my point is that after kind of looking down at all of this, gosh, there's really no safe place except for content marketing right now. If you can even call that a safe place, like there is no safe place. There is nothing that you can say, this is a sure bet right now, except maybe video. Video is probably your surest bet. And I implement video in all areas of my business, not just in marketing, as you know, but in my sales. So when people get to my website, I have them watch a video so that then they can watch another video and then they download my service menu and then there's another video, right? So it's like I do it in my operations when people onboard, here's a video. Before a design call, after a design call, oh, we're about to go live, here's another video. I have video all over the place, and there's a reason for that. 80% of internet traffic users prefer video over text right now. So if there's one thing I would want anybody to take away from this interview, it's do more video and do it now and be careful about the rest. But you can count on video for sure in all areas of your business. It's a must.
And be everywhere, like you said. You know, I was just thinking, this is the thought I just had in my mind, because there's a lot of folks that reach out to me about podcasting a lot lately, right?
Yeah,
and this, yeah, and this is one of the things too, where I said, you know, you're going to have to repurpose it. You're going to have to play a different game than, you know, when I started 3 years ago. It's a different ball game. Because of all the corporations and stuff that's in. So it's a completely different landscape. It's changed completely. So if you're just going to start, for instance, using this example, a podcast, and that's it, it's going to be very challenging to get the same, to make the same impact, basically. You're going to have to be everywhere. As you mentioned a sales funnel. There's going to have to be a funnel using video. There's content creation, paid traffic. I mean, that's the world that we live in. Unfortunately, that's still a reality. You know, SEO is in there through search traffic, email marketing, and then social media, which we touched on. You're going to have to try and figure out how to reposition it in as many different places as you can as part of an overall strategy. So those are all phenomenal points. I don't know if you want to add anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to adopt video, you need to adopt repurposing, and you need to delegate. If you don't already have a virtual assistant, go find one. They're a dime a dozen. They start at 10 bucks an hour, 20, 30 bucks an hour, depending on what you need help with. If you really start documenting some of the things that you're doing, delegate that to a virtual assistant, because otherwise, guys, you're not going to be able to do it all. Right? Yep. You're only one person. You can't do it all, but you can if you adopt video, if you make systems, like repurpose your content, if you hire a virtual assistant, that will set you up for success. And this is how people think, I'm working 80 hours a week, but I'm really working 30 to 35, right?
Yep.
So it is possible to have balance. It is possible to be everywhere at once. You just have to be a little bit smarter about it.
Amber, what are you've mentioned your focus. What are you studying right now? What is there anything that that you're excited about, that you're learning right now, that you can share?
I'm always learning so many things, MC. Come on.
Yep.
Well, I mean, in my website agency, I'm always learning about design trends, how users are navigating through a website, in Leverage to Scale, which is the content marketing system that I have developed for business owners that trains virtual assistants how to get your marketing done for you. You know, I'm always through that platform learning about, you know, what are the algorithm changes and what other details can I add into the training so that your virtual assistant is always the first to know, always at the leading edge of change. That way you are protected in your business, knowing that I have your back. Like, you don't have to sit there and be an internet junkie Googling what changed. I do that for you.
Yep.
So I'm constantly learning there. And then on the side, I always am doing some pet projects. Like right now I'm really excited because I'm on the launch team for Mike Michalowicz's next book. And so he and I have been co-creating a 10-month marketing and launch plan that is so sophisticated and innovative and creative and just pushing the boundary of what's possible, leveraging relationships, online marketing, offline marketing. It has been tremendous. And we are hosting a 2-day live event in June called Author Up Live. And I'm really excited about that. So as a part of preparing for Author Up Live, I'm studying the ins and outs of every possible marketing and launch strategy that there is and how to elevate it and change it, and so that we can offer the best possible event. So this event is where we are giving away Mike's launch plan, the one that he and I have been working on for weeks. We're just giving it to the attendees. And, you know, we're going to collaborate on it real time so that people can walk out of the event with their own launch plan. So I'm up to all kinds of interesting things. I'm always learning, and I'm always sharing what I'm learning on my YouTube channel. So I practice what I preach. I do weekly videos there sharing my latest tips or what's working, what's not working. And I'm just having fun. That's what I'm doing.
Fantastic. What is the date and where is that event?
So the dates are June 3rd and 4th, 2019. And the event, okay, seriously, I am hosting this event at the coolest place in the U.S. It's this place called Rock Lititz. It's in Lititz, Pennsylvania. It's a 100-acre campus where superstars like Elton John and Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande, they come into this facility to set up their stage with the vendors that are in-house, set designers, lighting, sound, equipment, you know, videography, all of it. And so they come in and they set up their stages there, and then they do live private rehearsals, and then they take it all down, put it into their tour buses, and hit the road. And that's where we are hosting this event. It is so cool. I can't even tell you. It's called Rock Lititz. And so people can go to authuruplive.com and learn about the event. It's full transparency. All of the details are on the page. After the event, we'll be packaging it up and offering it as a, you know, self-study training that you can watch in the comfort of your own home, likely. But it's a very, it's advanced training, and it's just the best and the brightest. So it's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. Amber, where can my listeners and viewers, where can they follow you? Where can they learn more and watch those videos that you're posting weekly?
Man, I'm all over the place, right? So, and you could Google Amber Villhauer, but that's a really challenging last name. You could go to ngngenterprises.com if you remember that. And leveragetoscale.com is maybe the easiest one to remember. And then the event is authuruplive.com. So my YouTube channel, like I've got my blogs, I'm all over social media. I'm all over the place again because I practice what I preach. And I'm not the one doing all the nitty gritty, right? So leveraging that team, everything that we talked about today is how I made it all possible.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. It's always a pleasure to connect and always continue to learn so much from you. So I wanted to let you know that I appreciate you and thank you for providing so much value for my listeners as always.
Yeah. And anything that I can do for you guys, like I'm not one of those people that hides all of her secrets or you have to, you know, hire me to go deeper. Forget that. I just had a 45-minute call with somebody today, free of charge, all the strategy I could give her because I just wanted to. So that's the type of person I am. I'm just here to serve and give back. So, and work with the right people if it's the right fit. So reach out anytime with any questions.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Amber.
Thank you.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the billion-dollar blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
Thank you again for joining me on the Cashflow Ninja. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here, please subscribe, rate, and write a review for our show on iTunes and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. Until next time, my friend, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms. presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.